Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, the Assembly Minority Leader, P.K. O'Neill, here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Big R and Sparks is located on Bering Boulevard next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. It's a 50,000-square-foot hardware store and a whole lot more. It's your spring headquarters with lawn and garden supplies, power equipment, and outdoor living. Big R on Bering Boulevard and Sparks next to Smith's and across from Reed High School. Big R, hardware and a whole lot more.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We are delighted to welcome back to the program Assemblyman P.K. O'Neill. Pleasure to have you back on the program. You're the Assembly Minority Leader.
It is great to be here, Sam. I appreciate you adjusting your schedule to have me. And
when leadership calls, I respond.
Yeah.
Just to let people know, you're a member of the Assembly Commerce and Labor, Assembly Judiciary, and Assembly Revenue, all very important committees. 3 weeks to go until the end of session, we presume, if it goes to the official 120-day session.
It will go to 120 days, that I can promise you.
Could be a special session right after, but we will see. No discussion of that yet. Friday deadlines for the next couple of weeks. And so there's already 200 bills sitting in Ways and Means. Where do we go from here?
Hopefully we're going to have some late evenings, and we've already got some scheduled, and Saturdays, double meetings for the committee over this week and next week to deal with all those bills. It's going to be a very challenging few weeks left.
All right, so let me ask you this. Where is your power when, you know, you're in the minority and there's a two-thirds majority on the other side? Does it all come down to personal relationships at this point for you?
I think it does. Matter of fact, I know it does. The one thing, and I hate to say where's the power, the one part that we can bring up is we do have a Republican governor. And I believe, I always stress, I do not speak for the governor. I'm just speaking for myself and in the leadership position, is that if bills come before the governor that have no Republican votes on them, he'll take a very strong look at them and they may be vetoed. And so that's the one part, but a lot of it is relationships and friendships that I've been allowed to develop over the years. And I feel I have a good relationship with the majority. With the majority of the majority party, if that makes sense. In our caucus, there's 14 of us. And as I say, we may be small in number, but we're powerful in strength, and that's our vote. And we have been working together.
Have you found Speaker Yeager to be very reasonable?
I have. Actually, he's been very good. He and I have known each other for a while. There's a little history on teasing one another at times. He had a bill several sessions ago that was important to Carson City, that it did not succeed dealing with Nevada Day. And he was proposing to bring Nevada Day back to just on the 31st, no matter what day it was. And as you know, and probably hopefully everybody enjoys, we have the parade down here. It's difficult to get the high schools in for the parade when it's just on that one day. So we went to a three-day weekend. And I spoke with him several times, and he never did submit the bill. And he walked with me that year and has enjoyed Nevada Day. Learned he came back last year for Nevada Day. He's coming back this year again for Nevada Day. His majority floor leader, Sandra Hautege, has said she's going to come up to see what Nevada Day is all about. And I think that's good. So we're getting some of that north-south relationships and understanding towards one another.
So this is the biggest challenge. And I think that I really, when we made Nevada Newsmakers a statewide show, which it really was from the beginning, but you know, it's 21 years now, it was partially...
So you're legal, finally.
Thank you. So, you know, one of the things that I thought was very important was that as the power shifted to the south in the state, that it was important for northern Nevada to be recognized that it wasn't just, you know, all tiny towns, even though those are very important as well, but there are large population centers, including Carson City, Reno, Sparks, Fernley, Fallon, Douglas County, that if people in the South don't recognize and understand, then we're going to be lost going into the future.
We will. And you forgot to mention Elko. Look at the expanse out there. And Fallon's amazing now.
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, I just didn't want to spend the whole show naming every town, you know.
So I think it is. And I was impressed. 2 weeks ago, I think it was, Greg Koning, Assemblyman Koning from Fallon, put on a demonstration. He invited all the assembly folks to go out to Fallon Naval Air and view Top Gun and get a tour of the base and what else is going on with Fry Ranch and their distillery. So, like you just said, those from the South can learn more about the North. We're looking at another one with Sutro Tunnel to invite everybody to enjoy, come out and learn about Sutro Tunnel and some of the history there.
One of our sponsors, Builders Alliance, has been integral to supporting that.
And so those are the subtle ways I think we can offer it out and have people learn from the South that there is more to Nevada than just the small bubble here during legislative time every other year.
Let's talk about some of the issues. One of the bills that's got a lot of publicity, in my opinion, because of the horrendousness of it, which is this tracker bill, where the mayor of Reno had a tracker put on her car. Washoe County Commissioner Warren Hotung had the same thing. What do you think about this as a former cop yourself?
Yeah, there's one thing about law enforcement, and then there's a privacy expectation. In law enforcement, we always had to go before the judge and get warrants, unless there was exigent circumstances. Even then, though, you had to justify that, and when you could, we'd go get a warrant when we would put trackers on. I'm really disappointed, and I strongly support the bill. Matter of fact, I think I've signed on to it also. Assemblywoman Jill Dickman is the primary sponsor and is carrying it. And there's true merit to it. I think you have a reasonable expectation to the privacy in the private world. They're called private investigators. They should not be able to have more powers than what we have given to our law enforcement in vetting some of their actions. It just had a hearing, as I recall, just this past Friday in Senate Judiciary. Hopefully they'll schedule it for a vote and that'll come out. We can get it to the floor and to the governor. There is some arguments back and forth. If it's still need some amendments or not, but we will work with that. I'm going to try to get some meetings going to have more discussion and make sure that the bill does come forward.
Do you think it's appropriate for the person who paid the private investigator to put these trackers on to be referred to as a John Doe?
That's an interesting argument. That's that client privilege, privacy that attorneys, doctors can have. I really question if it should extend down to private investigators on this level and this seriousness of an action. So the courts have ruled in favor of the mayor and councilman that has to be divulged. And so I don't want to weigh in, not being an attorney, not being a judge. I've learned in law enforcement sometimes to the best thing is to listen more and talk less.
Right.
So I'll let the judge and the attorneys argue that out. But I think it's going to be interesting to see where it lands.
You've served in the legislature over a long period of time, including taking a break and coming back, which a lot of people have questioned your sanity on.
But including my wife.
And by the way, I do want to point out the Nevada Independent wrote a terrific piece about you over the last weekend, if people want to read that. So I would highly recommend that. That was very informative. As you look at, it's always the end game. It's always what happens in the last couple of weeks, the last few days, really. The governor seems to have taken not a back seat, but has been relatively quiet through the process, allowing his staff to really negotiate with the legislature. What are you expecting?
You know, we've only been sent him. The legislature's only sent the governor maybe 7 bills, give or take. And they've all been fairly benign, bipartisan bills for him, or bills that he wanted, bills that dealt with agency issues.
Funding the legislature.
Yeah, he has been quiet. But I think in these last few weeks, you're going to see a much stronger, and when I say the governor, I mean his whole staff at the direction of the governor, come out. We had a little disagreement the other day on some education funding.
In regard to?
The K-12 education funding package was passed, and all the Republicans, both Senate and Assemblies, voted against it in a joint meeting.
Because?
Because we felt that it wasn't sustainable money, and that it would force next session to have to raise taxes or make cuts. And that's one of the things the governor is so strong about with his rainy day fund, educational stabilization, is historically Nevada has been a boom and bust. I often say our economy looks like an EKG, straight up, straight down. And we've got to flatline that out somewhat.
Without
killing it, yes. And we had money going into the education, K-12 education, that we believe is one-shot funding and is not sustainable, and so we voted against it. It still passed because of the Democrat majority, and so we'll see how it's voted on when it comes to the floor. And if it continues that way, I think the governor will make a decision, and you're going to see a governor that, and once again, not speaking for the governor, but speaking, I can say, from law enforcement, you've been around in law enforcement, stay mild, mellow, but when it push comes to shove times, make sure you're able to push. Don't make any promises. Don't ever play poker with cops, because we're terrible at the bluff, because we won't bluff. It is what it is. And I think the governor will take a very strong position, and if necessary, he'll veto bills. I know you. I truly believe that he will.
Do you think he's going to end up with a record amount of vetoes? Just because that's truly the major power. You've got one senator and a governor up against the Democrats.
And I think you'll see him. What's that? There's a old saying or a poster I remember years ago saying, you got to shoot a few to get their attention.
I think the Fonz said that on Happy Days.
Was that it? It may have been.
No, actually, his was, you have to hit somebody at least once.
Once, yeah.
But you know, your point is well made, which is we have a ton of money right now because of many circumstances that I think all of our viewers are familiar with. But if you start larding up the bill with things that are ongoing, then you are really setting yourself up for financial problems going down the road. And as you see it, I mean, in my mind, there are really two issues. One is, you know, fair pay for teachers. Mm-hmm. And the other is, you know, education that has something that we can look at and say, okay, we accomplished something by this additional funding. Am I on the right track?
And when I say we, the Assembly Republican Caucus, the Republicans, you're absolutely right. Teachers should be properly compensated. Education is a priority to us because that's the basis of our future, where people and where our country, where our state will be, how we attract businesses. We need a well-educated workforce to whatever that work is. But in the same token, as you just said, it has to be sustainable. The money we have to look at to make sure that it is there in future without having to constantly raise taxes or, unfortunately, make cuts. You can't survive an economy that way, a workforce that way. And that's where the governor has asked for that accountability in there also, on where's the money going and is it being properly utilized. We've had that problem several times in the past in audits. He's asked for audits. I mean, the governor truly is trying to address our educational issues, challenges that we have. And we fully support him. We, the Republican caucus, the Assembly Republican caucus, fully support him in that endeavor because it's good for the state of Nevada. He said his promises were to enhance education, enhance our economy, and provide public safety. And his success is our success, as I've said before, and that's what we'll work together on with him.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with the Assembly Minority Leader, P.K. O'Neill, after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
It's the Lucky Lexus Cash and Free Play giveaways at Tamarack. Weekly cash and free play winners plus a $20,000 cash winner guarantee. And drive home a brand new Lexus NX30 or walk away with $42,500 in cash. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman P.K. O'Neill of District 40. He is a Republican minority leader in the Assembly. We were talking about funding. State police, there are major problems with the funding for the state police, to where they are saying they cannot patrol overnight hours in Washoe County. What the heck is with that?
That is a much larger issue because it's a real shame. The state, just not the state police, but the state government as a whole, the employees are in competition with local, the county, city governments who are paying better. And so unfortunately, whether it's law enforcement, social workers, administrative assistants, you just about name the position, we seem to train them and they move over to local government at a higher pay, unfortunately. So the governor's budget this year has given some large increases in salaries to incentivize, and we're also looking at other things that to incentivize people to come to work for the state, stay with the state, and enjoy their employment here.
Okay, so is this a negotiating ploy on behalf of the state police to say, hey, in the middle of a legislative session, we don't have the money to fund Washoe County overnight?
I think they're trying to drive it home to the public as a whole, how serious it is, and in turn help the governor promote his package, his budget, and what he has presented to us. Because it is serious, it truly is. I've driven several times Reno or Carson down to Las Vegas for meetings, and you won't see a trooper the entire time. I know of crashes that have occurred where locals will have to wait 30, 40 minutes up to an hour for a trooper to arrive to actually deal with the scene and take the reports. It is serious. We need our law enforcement out there, but we need full employment across the board. We need social workers. We need administrative assistants. I can get back to you, name the job, and I'll bet you that we're short in them. Up to, as in law enforcement, it's most serious because it's most obvious, but they're looking at, I think, 30, either side of 38% constant vacancy rate.
All right.
It's going to take a while. Even if everything passed, we would be several years to fill that gap.
Right.
To come up.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate, because in terms of education funding, you're saying it should be a one-shot deal because we don't want the ongoing expenses. Here, you're talking about significant expenses to be able to fund these positions.
Well, that has to also be sustainable. That's the whole crux. You know, you had said earlier about we have an exorbitant amount of money. The forum gave us an additional 251 million. If I'm not mistaken, I think about 170, 180 million of that was only one shots, don't take it into factor out the 2 year outside of biennium, going into the following bienniums. So that really means we're only about 70 million of continuing sustainable money. So the governor has his propositions, whether it's in education or for law enforcement or for the state employees in general, to be able to give them raises and some other benefits in a sustainable manner. That's the whole key to the word. Because how would you like if I said, Sam, I'm going to give you a 50% raise, and then in 2 years, Sam, I got to cut your pay about 40%.
Well, in some ways, that's been the history of the Silver
State. Yeah, well, that's true. But
let's take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
Located in the heart of Carson City, the Bank Saloon is a historic watering hole with a modern feel. With a variety of classic cocktails featuring Nevada spirits, space for private events, conferences, and an incredible atmosphere, the Bank Saloon offers a great location to work and play. Come visit us. Located at the corner of 5th and Carson, we'll save you a drink.
Remember 2010 in northern Nevada? 13 to 14% unemployment, thousands of homes in foreclosure, Nevada's casinos closing. Families in the Reno Sparks area were hurting. Many were losing everything. Then Story County launched a game changer for our region, a public-private industrial partnership, streamlined permitting, slashed bureaucracy, attracting Fortune 500 companies that made Nevada their home. Story County generated a river of cash to area communities. Economic studies by the state and others for the Gigafactory consistently show positive economic benefits for our region. $4 billion in local wages, $17 billion in consumer spending and economic activity, over $100 million in taxes to Washoe, Story, Reno, Sparks, and Nevada, just for the Gigafactory alone. Story County, improving Northern Nevada one industry at a time.
It's the Lucky Lexus Cash cash and free play giveaways at Tamarack. Weekly cash and free play winners plus a $20,000 cash winner guarantee. And drive home a brand new Lexus NX30 or walk away with $42,500 in cash. It's a good time to win at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Assembly Minority Leader on the Republican side. All right, rumors about the A's. What can you share?
How much time do we have? I'll keep laughing.
About 20 seconds.
None. I've told people, people have asked me, I have no idea of what it may be.
Isn't it getting to be too late for the session?
I do believe, yes, it is. And they keep jumping around on what property they're going to be at, what property they're... But I did understand the Culinary Union said they reached an agreement.
They did. But what about this that my good friend Ray Hager, our reporter, said, which is, should we be waiting for an expansion team as against going with the A's, which, you know, according to popular discussion, are not a great team?
They have been. We can make them.
And that's where we have to leave. PK, good luck for the rest of the session, man. And we'll look forward to talking to you afterward.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me today.
You're very welcome. And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room at the Bank Saloon. Coverage of the 2023 legislative session is brought to you by Liberty Dental Plan, making members shine one smile at a time. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. And by Nevada Builders Alliance, building a better Nevada.